Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. M.R., Number 685, The Work of Reconversion Cannot Be Hidden. Tremendous responsibilities rest upon us, and we must awaken out of our indifferent slumber. The soul cannot be sustained except by the right exercise of its affections. Misfortunes may come. Changes may take place, but the soul's relation to Christ need never change. As we put forth energy in many places to sow the seeds of truth, we give evidence that we believe in a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God. Every energy that man possesses is to be sanctified. The growth of the soul demands spiritual exercise. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. Thousands more might be Christ's disciples if they would only exercise their spiritual endowments and thus grow to the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. When reconversion begins with the worker, the one for whom he labors will catch the Spirit. Let no one take up the work of the Lord boastingly. Let everyone keep before him the perfection of Christ's work. He always worked to a purpose. If you would do his work, you must crucify self. Self-importance is a very poor element to be brought into the work of God. Let your words be full of meaning, full of love to Christ, and let your spirit be clad in the beauty of holiness. Show the fruit of daily consecration. Christ calls for fruit-bearing branches. Bring forth fruit to the glory of God. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14, 16. White Estate, Washington, D.C., January 22, 1979.